The next patient is Mrs. Livia Rosado. First name, L-I-V like in Victor, I-A. Last name, Rosado, R-O-S like in Sam, A-D like in Delta, O. Clinical case of a 62-year-old Hispanic female that has been complaining of a significant amount of pain in the left lower extremity. The patient was evaluated by the neurologist, Dr. Ramkison, R-A-M-K-I-S, like in Sierra, S like in Sierra, O like in Oscar, O like in Oscar, N like in November. Who has the impression that the patient has a peripheral neuropathy. The patient was prescribed gabapentin 300 milligrams in the evening time with a significant improvement of the pain. The patient complains of pain at the end of the day, and our recommendation is for her to take at least 100 milligrams of gabapentin during the day to see if there is some relief of the pain, period. Part of the workup included a lipid profile, which showed that the patient has a evidence of the triglycerides, and the fasting blood sugar is above 120. He thinks that diabetes could be playing a role in this peripheral neuropathy, for that reason, we think that the patient has a metabolic syndrome that it has to be treated. We are going to start the patient on Farxiga, 10 milligrams daily for 2 weeks. With the Farxiga, we intend to get a blood sugar control, blood pressure control, and an improvement of the peripheral neuropathy. After 2 weeks, we are going to increase to 25 milligrams on a daily basis. Side effects of the Farxiga were explained to the patient. And we suggested that in case of any doubts or questions, we should be notified. Following number, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 135 over an 86. The patient says that the evening administration of metoprolol was stopped by her. We are going to start the Farxiga as mentioned before. Following number, hyperlipidemia, already discussed. The patient has vitamin B12 deficiency. On supplementation, we are going to suggest the administration of thiamine. Following number, evidence of hypercalciuria that has been treated. The patient has a history of nephrolithiasis in the past. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. We spend 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, the face-to-face 20 minutes, and the documentation 5 minutes.